with me traveling.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 8th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. While a dystopic ride it is, to be sure. And it definitely gets wilder and stranger all the time. And that's an understatement, really. I guest hosted yesterday's National Intel Report. And that was great. I'm going to try to finish what I started there. And it's always difficult, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, so to speak. I usually try to prepare some broadcast notes, and I get through about 10 or 15%, and then somehow things go in a different direction. The broadcast takes on a life of its own, which is fine. But I want to mention a couple of things real quick. I appreciate the emails. I got a lot of emails in response to yesterday's stuff. I think it was probably a little bit of both this broadcast and the National Intel Report, it would seem, based on the subject matter. But Paul in Connecticut, I appreciate your email. I'll respond to that today. That was actually 2 days ago now. And Larry sent me an email with the book, the document from the Institute for Strategic Studies and Predictions. ISSP at RPFU. Interesting. Put together, assembled, I would say, by Andrew Kuribko, is that how you pronounce his name, I think? Hybrid Wars, the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change. That, I would say, is a must-read. Everyone should read it. It's pretty short. It's a 127-page PDF document in total. Published by the Project of the Institute for Strategic Studies and Predictions. Hybrid Wars, the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change. It's all in there. Shocking. And, you know, I haven't finished my reply yet, but I appreciate it. You know, I'll just read it and then I'll send it along as well. But my reply is, wow, it's all in there in one short document. Again, 127 pages from cover to cover. I can only speak for me, but as I read it, and I'm not finished yet, my mind screams, America, America, America. As in, these tactics have been iteratively refined abroad over several decades, you know, going back through the national military establishment, the NME, the NME. It's always been the NME of the American people and the world at large. But, you know, even beyond that, so these tactics have been refined iteratively abroad over several decades and continually and iteratively introduced or reintroduced, as it were, here at home, so to speak, as in the nation-building remarks that he's made that I've mentioned several times. Nation-building doesn't mean – see, they play on those turns of phrase, don't they? You know, nation-building to the average unwitting American would mean – we're going to build our country. Nation building, in bad guy terms, means terrorism. And we've seen more terrorism in the wake of the Obama years, haven't we? And it's continuing now, isn't it? Which is a provocative and eye-opening realization for some folks. So the only topical aspect I might add to this document, because, I mean, it's all in there. I was thinking as I was reading it, you know, network war, which is net war, and the, you know, I mean, that was one of the touchstones and, you know, a watershed moment when John Arquilla and David Ronfeld published The Advent of Net War in 1996, talking about how they'd already been globetrotting, telling the world that we would get to this point before the internet was even really the internet, so to speak. And when you consider the element of information warfare and how integral social media has become and OSINT and all of that, you can't help but be reminded that the interwebs are really at their core the ARPANET. So, but the only topical aspect I might add is Michel Foucault's concept of discipline and punishment, also increasingly hard at work in a soft power sense, pun intended, across the spectrum of hybrid warfare. And I would just put it this way. Think the Project Salaam study, the lawfare of preemptive prosecution, and that concept, you know, read the Muslims are the new Jews kind of thing, and that basically being surreptitiously seized upon as a catalyst and a springboard to then criminalize everyone everywhere for any reason, really. Any, you know, arbitrary justification. And it's been happening. You know, again, Pastor Martin Niemöller's words, if we're not fighting, you know, you read the lawfare of preemptive prosecution, the Project Salaam study that's based largely on Trevor Aronson's work. And if no one's fighting for these people who get ensnared, tangled up in these FBI plots with Hollywood endings, then as this continues to expand, and it is expanding, who's going to speak for you or me? You know, so I keep thinking of Pastor Martin Niemöller and Dietrich Bonhoeffer and what they said. But you know, evidence of the expansion of this, you fast forward to the story that Richie and I, well, Richie mentioned the story yesterday, and Larry sent me a link on this. I think I have another link floating around. Anyway, the story on the Seattle police begin gun confiscations, no laws broken, no warrants, no charges. And I mentioned, you know, that was Mac Slavo's piece over at shtfplan.com. You know what plan? Hit the fan dot plan.com. So as the story goes, basically we're already talking about, and I think it's sort of a psyop, you know, because it's you know, the man was roaming the hallways with a 25 caliber automatic, said Tony Montana. Really? Tony Montana. A man who lives in the same apartment complex. Tony Montana lives in the same apartment complex. So from the end of this, it says, under the extreme risk protection orders, also referred to as ERPOs or red flag laws, police, government officials are now allowed to violate a person's Second and Fourth Amendment rights, which are basic fundamental human rights. They're the rights of man, if you will, that are enumerated in the Second and Fourth Amendments. They're not constitutional rights. And take their legally acquired personal property if they're tattled on by offended liberals. So, red flag laws. And this also calls to mind Alexander Solzhenitsyn's work, and most notably the compendium, I suppose, of the Gulag Archipelago. And you know that quote, if only. So, you know, here it comes, people cowering, you know, in their downstairs apartments as this kind of stuff begins to unfold. I mean, what more evidence do we need? Richie from Boston taking video outside his house in a small town in a rainstorm because the military is there to help, except, you know, the National Guard and the kind of the fused network of law enforcement and military where it becomes indistinguishable. They're there to help, but they're really not because they're not helping as Richie rescues a woman stranded. And it wasn't anything serious, but you know, it didn't appear to be life threatening, obviously, but still it's interesting, you know, interesting how that all plays out. And so the presence, the threat is we're being acclimated to it. More and more and more. We've been seeing a rise of that over several years. So the point is, whether the Seattle story is true or just a psyop, Zero Hedge is pretty good about publishing reliable information. But regardless, the same thing, as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, the same thing happened in Spokane, Washington over the last weekend. A man, you know, basically open carry, just like this piece points out, a man in Seattle has had his gun confiscated by police after breaking no laws. The police took his gun without a warrant, without pressing any charges. Where is it? He was not brandishing his weapon by any account, and open carrying is legal in the area, so he was abiding by the law. In the Spokane case, the local mainstream affiliates reported that he was brandishing his handgun, the man in that incident. And I'm curious to know more about that. What exactly, you know, who saw him brandishing, who reported it? So, it's the psychological aspect, or the PSYOP, that really, I think the timing is interesting. The fact that, you know, you have this, these kids shouting at everyone, and I'll get into that more, you know, the whole, when you think about the psychological impact of that, who would be so awful as to disagree with a child, especially a child who's a victim, you know, because this victim psychopathy has seized our society, apparently. You only have power if you're a victim. I'll get into that more in a minute. Anyway, this is happening. So it's all in this document, this one document, Hybrid Wars, the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change. And it's, you know, you read this stuff. Why do we have to do this? Our society is being turned upside down. We, you know, are victims, I suppose, of the success of, you know, socialism, moral relativism, and, you know, the whisperings of the devil, you might say. You can be free, you can have everything you want, you can, you know, you don't have to play by the rules. God says you have to play by these rules, and that's boring, that's no fun. Who wants to play by the rules? You can cheat and, you know, get around the basic laws of life and nature and the universe, God's laws, if you will. You can get around those. And so we create a society of sociopaths, moral relativist sociopaths, and then suddenly we're victimized by our success when we see that, you know, as William in Montana was pointing out the other day, everything is kind of up in the air. It's, we've been entirely destabilized. We have no foundation. Everywhere you look, the definitions of everything are fluid and squishy. No foundation. We've re-engineered or allowed and helped re-engineer a society that is founded on shifting sand. How long can that last? And again, that's part of the hybrid wars that are being conducted, even against the American people. It's not just abroad, obviously. I challenge anyone to read the document and see if it doesn't scream America to you too. I'll give you the summary, the table of contents, actually. Introduction in that section, I should read some of those from that. Topical significance theory. Official Russian position on to the topic, the shortcomings of the Russian position. It's interesting. The more you read around the world, I'm not saying, for example, Russia or India or anywhere, Iran, that those countries and their governments are any more or less virtuous and noble than the United States technocratic regime. But I think it's interesting that at least they're a little more honest and straightforward, I think, in their propaganda than the United States many true. So the shortcomings of the Russian position, object, subject, scope, and aim of the book, methodology. Chapter one is theoretical contexts, and then the sub sections, geopolitical context, Mann and Mackinder, Prometheism, the Rimland and Shatterbelt, the Eurasian Balkans, geopolitical context summary, military theories, fourth generation warfare, the five rings, the indirect approach and the OODA loop, chaos theory, lead from behind, military theories, full spectrum dominance and color revolution, full spectrum dominance and unconventional warfare, the dominance of chaotic dynamics, full spectrum dominance summary, and chapter conclusion. Then chapter two is color revolution application, and it just builds. You just think, holy cow, this is, you know, the operational manual for what's happening everywhere, including here at home, America. Stick around, we'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Speaking of Michel Foucault and the Gulag archipelago that is creeping up all around us, some of his quotes. Speaking of full-spectrum dominance, there are forms of oppression and domination which become invisible. The new normal. Whenever I hear the new normal, this is what I think of. You know, Jeremy Bentham's Panopticon reinvented by Michel Foucault. There are forms of oppression and domination which become invisible. The new normal. And, you know, when you think of America as the largest incarceration state per capita in the entire world, I mean, far and away, we can't build prisons fast enough so that private corporations like CCA can run them for judges' pension plans who are incarcerating people, you know, for their cushy retirement. I got a golf appointment I got to get to. But I digress. So speaking of that, again, oppression, Foucault, quote, prison is a recruitment center for the army of crime. That is what it achieves. Guess what? America is the epicenter of the world for the army of crime, the recruitment center for the army of crime, according to Foucault, you could say. And last but not least, for the moment anyway, freedom of conscience entails more dangers than authority and despotism. And that's how these guys think. That's how they operate. And so we have to be saved from ourselves because, you know, the Foucaults of the world think that we are not responsible enough to manage our own lives. But I agree with Thomas Jefferson when, you know, for example, in his inaugural address, he said, sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question. And he expounded on that at various points. You know, the letter to William Jarvis in September of 1820 is one such example. When he wrote to William Jarvis, I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society, but the people themselves, and if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control without a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. And that is in direct contravention to what has happened, you know, this Machiavellian intrigue and deception that the NME, the National Military Establishment, has essentially erected and architected all around us. It's very, you know, it's a sad, disturbed mind that would do that, especially to one's fellow countrymen, to anyone really. But so continuing in the table of contents from Hybrid Wars, the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change, from continuing on to, Chapter 2, Color Revolution Application, Introduction to Theory and Strategy, Propaganda and the Engineering of Consent. Yes, Virginia, the military has always loved Bernaysian tactics, been enamored with them. You know, the rumor is that Goebbels idolized Bernays even. Continuing, reverse neocortical warfare, social network-centric warfare, social network war. Facebook case study. That's a fun read that, you know, I've been asked, you know, how is technology dangerous for children? Well, listen to George Friedman's Brain Bar Budapest talk. The first 10 minutes, we should play that. All of this technology that you're in love with was created for war. And by the way, that war is being waged on you. He should have added that, but he kind of did, parenthetically. You know, it was sort of a tongue in cheek. It was implied throughout what he was saying. So Facebook case study, swarming and the hive mind, swarming and color revolution, the tactics and practice of color revolutions, the Machiavelli of nonviolence, and more. We'll wrap that up and then move on after this short break. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care if it
bottom
hurts.
Of the first hour of today's broadcast. So again, just continuing. This is a, you know, again, everyone should read this. Hybrid War is the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change. Chapter 2, subheadings, the tactics and practice of color revolutions, the Machiavelli of nonviolence, the Color Revolution Field Manual. Notable color revolution practitioners. I mean, are you watching what's happening in the press coverage these days, the so-called the propaganda that's being pushed, you know? I mean, it reminds me of those days back in the 70s when, you know, you saw these giant banners in places like Iran. You know, they're protesting. They have these giant banners. Where do you even find paper or material that large in the first place, let alone have it printed professionally? I suppose it's possible, but you know, now you watch people walking down the streets Where are they getting this stuff? Who's making this stuff? In other words, who's paying for it? And you look at the growing number of crisisondemand.com type organizations, and they're numerous. More and more all the time. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but these crisis management and crisis whatever operations, just to name some. I mean, Crisis Cast is one which is interesting. Speaking of Crisis Cast, they have connections to G4S, and some may recall I think it was Esteban Santiago that worked for G4S. And so that was interesting. Sheriff Israel and company able to apprehend the suspect in just 80 seconds after the first shot being fired, by their own admission. Sheriff Israel's signature on that document. How is that possible, and why didn't that happen in Parkland? Interesting. So that's one. CrisisGroup.org, International Crisis Group. Of course, there's Sarah Brady, PR. You know, and all of these people, it's interesting. You know, Sheriff Israel commenting on Las Vegas events. Sarah Brady managing the Orlando Pulse, you know, One Pulse nonsense, and commenting on the Las Vegas stuff. You know, why is this? That's always happening. Crisis Solutions, crisis-solutions.com. And on and on and on the list goes. The growing list, you know, like I said, Crowds on Demand, getting out in front of that stuff, and there are many others. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that, but it's just interesting how, you know, the fact is, I mean, look at Crowds on Demand, their new website, for example. CrowdsOnDemand.com. It's a fancy new website. Your home for protests, rallies, advocacy, audiences, PR stunts, and political events. Services available nationwide. You know, when you think about the Freeman High School incident in Washington and the lady that had the Las Vegas sweats on and the four, you know, the three other harbingers that occurred, and people said, that's interesting. You know, there was the warning. I think it was the 4chan warning. Watch out in Vegas. And then something happens. That's weird. You know, and Crowds on Demand was advertising in Vegas in August, as we know. That was one of the four. So anyway, it's just interesting. You know, you see these people marching with great signs and, yeah. But continuing. So notable color revolution practitioners, John Taft, Frank Archibald. Chapter conclusion. Chapter 3, unconventional warfare application. Subheadings. What is unconventional warfare? History and advantages. The rise of non-state actors and special forces. What is an actor? What is a non-state actor? Unconventional warfare strategy. The five rings. The indirect approach and the OODA loop. Network war and swarming. Chaos theory. Unconventional warfare field manual, preparing the unconventional war, waging the unconventional war in Ukraine. Chapter conclusion. Chapter 4, the bridge, subheadings, introduction, geopolitical relationship, the field manuals, shared strategies, side-by-side comparison, Archibald crosses the Rubicon. And conclusion, subheadings. Limited forecast, general recommendations, concluding thoughts, Appendix 1, an expose of the core color revolution mechanics, Appendix 2, the color arc. There's an arc. So, you know, and I don't think that's by accident. The introduction opens, you know, the arc moments, I would say. I mean, I think Romans 11:25 is the ultimate arc moment coming soon. To a, you know, theater near you, which gets into, you know, John's question, as to mislead even the very elect from Matthew 24. We need to dig into that and chew that up a little bit at some point. So the color arc, not to be confused with the arc, well, maybe to be confused with it, of Romans 11:25. So from the introduction, topical significance, the quote from Sun Tzu in The Art of War, supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. The Martin Seligmans of the world call it learned helplessness theory. Dr. Martin Seligman, the Mengele of our day. Jane Mayer's book, I think, does a good job of shedding light on that subject, you know, including Mitchell Jessen and Associates in Spokane, Washington, which was disbanded because, you know, they served their purpose, basically importing the Seligman techniques, learned helplessness, and so forth. The SEER guys, they don't really know what they're being trained, but that's, you know, the compartmentalization of the entire military. Anyway, giving those guys down in Coronado, infecting them basically with that stuff, you know, where you see the image now of the outstretched arms of the detainee, so to speak, on a milk crate with electrodes on his fingers, the hooded figure. That's compliments of Martin Seligman and learned helplessness theory. Fun stuff. Anyway, interesting stuff. So from theory, the book focuses on the new strategy of indirect warfare that the U.S. has demonstrated during the Syrian and Ukrainian crises. Actually, if you go through nation building, again, you know, the RAND Corporation's, you know, study course. I mean, it's really awful to think that someone wrote a monograph titled The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building. It's awful, you know. You might as well write a book like The Beginner's Guide to Serial Killing, Mass Murder and Genocide, that kind of thing. That's basically what it is. The Beginner's Guide to Terrorism. Like it's funny. But I digress. Both situations left many wondering, that's Syria and Ukraine, those crises. Both situations left many wondering whether they were observing the export of color revolutions to the Mideast, the arrival of the Arab Spring to Europe, or perhaps some kind of Frankenstein hybrid. It is asserted that when the U.S.'s actions in both countries are objectively compared, one can discern a new patterned approach toward regime change. Exactly. And guess what? That patterned approach is being introduced or reintroduced here at home, Virginia. This model begins by deploying a color revolution as a soft coup attempt, only to be followed up by a hard coup unconventional war if the first plan fails. Unconventional warfare is defined in this book as any type of non-conventional, i.e. non-official military force, engaged in large asymmetrical combat against a traditional adversary. Taken together in a two-pronged approach, color revolutions and unconventional warfare represent the two components that form the theory of hybrid war, the new method of indirect warfare being waged by the U.S. And then, you know, if you're in Syria and you're just not falling for it, or you're in Afghanistan and you're fiercely tribal in your loyalties and don't trust outsiders, and they use the term tribal as a pejorative in the Western press, when actually it's a good thing, and we would be wise to observe it, then, you know, they, instead of the soft tactics, you know, they start drifting toward smart power. And then if that doesn't work, you know, which is the threat of the gun barrel with the propaganda, then they just go over to, you know, the unconventional hard power tactics, where you keep finding and or fomenting or creating these moderate U.S.-backed rebels, these guerrilla mercenaries, really, as Putin rightly observed, they're mercenaries. They get paid. They go to the whoever's paying the most. And they're indoctrinated. They're propagandized. I've talked about that, how Frontline PBS has done some great videos. We played that one yesterday on the National Intel Report, going through that, you know, the Inside the Awkward U.S.-Saudi Alliance Against ISIS, published October 11, 2016. So anyway, you know, it goes from soft power psyops to unconventional hard power operations. And, you know, then, of course, you have the clandestine nonsense in there, the P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group nonsense. It's a big mess. So that's the theory from this piece. Again, everyone should read it. There's lots more. Methodology. The book will undertake a specific methodology in order to clearly elucidate its findings with examples from Syria and Ukraine being used to bolster the new theory's claims. The first chapter will deal with the theoretical context underpinning the new concept, et cetera, et cetera. The second chapter will focus on how color revolutions are applied. It will begin by looking at the theory and strategy behind them, placing a hardened focus on network warfare and the influence of social media. Then it will show that the end result of these efforts is to create a swarm, quote unquote, of anti-government actors, which will in turn follow the tactical dictates advocated by Gene Sharp. Finally, brief commentary on two key individuals who have experienced practicing these methods will conclude the chapter. So, you know, just two things on that real quick, kind of moving along a little bit. Man, how time flies. Placing a hardened focus on network warfare and the influence of social media. Man, I've tried to emphasize that recently. And in conjunction with this, I would add, let's see, I saw a story yesterday. What was that story? Was it India, I want to say? Everywhere is under attack, it seems. Where is the social? Is it Facebook? Oh, I probably have to look further down. Yep. So, the story from The Guardian yesterday, Sri Lanka blocks social media as deadly violence continues. Reports of attack on Buddhist temples sparks anti-Muslim riots. In Kandy district, at least two people have been killed. And eight others injured in anti-Muslim riots. In a popular tourist district in central Sri Lanka, as the government blocked Facebook and other social media services. Why? In an effort to quell the violence. See what I mean? And I mentioned, you know, during yesterday's broadcast with Richie, you know, speaking of color revolutions and social media, the role that Twitter played in the Egypt nonsense is, you know, we talked about that for a while. Remember, everybody was talking about the mainstream press was reporting that there was a viral Twitter meme, and suddenly color revolution. It was actually the Lotus Revolution, and social media plays an integral role these days, which is why in this case, you know, again, the Guardian article from yesterday, Sri Lanka blocks social media as deadly violence continues. Why block social media? in an effort to quell the violence. I mean, is any of this making sense? Why should you not have your children, the David attention hogs, and all these other kids on social media, because they become dupes, useful idiots, patsies, and Manchurian candidates? Remember Zeynep Tufekci's November 2017 TED Talk. She said the Facebook engineers were working on predicting, using AI to predict the onset of mania. It worked, but the engineers didn't know how. This is what's happening. We're just kind of tinkering as we upset the world. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Code, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentation can reverse or stop foreclosure and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgment, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has a legal defect. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Timing is everything. And the most notable example that I can think of in recent history is Brooksley Bourne shouting at Alan Greenspan and company that, you know, what's happening, this, you know, mortgage-backed security market and all of its peripheral functionaries is probably going to collapse. It's untenable. And she was dismissed. Nah, don't worry about it. But then, after the damage was done, after the collapse, after the Lehman collapse, most notably, the fire sale on MBS assets around the world, to the point that according to the SEC, $25 trillion in liquidity evaporated virtually overnight, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. Once that was done, well, now we can use Brooksley Bourne. Obviously, she's concerned. We can use her as the poster child for concern and reform. It's all about timing, which is why, again, if you look back in David Hogg's Twitter feed prior to February 14th, 2018, he doesn't seem particularly bright, particularly articulate, or particularly concerned about social issues. Funny how important timing is. And now we have, you know, social justice warrior crusades, and who would be awful enough to, you know, disagree with these poor, victimized, traumatized children? I don't think David Hogg was traumatized. I think he's probably part of the traumatizing. Anyway, you see other stories like over at RBN, the story violence erupts on MSU campus as Richard Spencer speaks. Again, every time he goes anywhere and says anything, guess what happens? Violence erupts. That's always the headline. Richard Spencer, violence erupts. Imagine that. Imagine that. Funny how that works. And there are a number of other stories similar to that over on the RBN website. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.